What a Difference a Play Makes, Part 2, Sort of January 16, 2023. Damar Hamlin shows us powerful examples of what to do when our plans fall apart. First, the good news is Damar Hamlin was transferred from Cincinnati Medical Center to Buffalo General Medical Center and subsequently discharged, where he will continue rehab at home. How incredible is modern medical science? We wish him and his family well in the coming days. The readers of this blog are unlikely to ever experience an incident that is witnessed by millions of people, repeatedly covered by the news, and becomes the top trending topic on social media. Instead, for us, the field of play is our daily routine. Our tools of choice are not a football but rather a laptop, smartphone, whiteboard, microphone, or any other equipment necessary to accomplish our tasks. Our field of play is the local environment where we carry out our daily grind, the bustling streets of our cities and towns, or the comfortable office spaces and suites we work in. The point of the matter is this: no matter where we compete for success and victory, we all face the genuine prospect that our plans may fall apart. No matter how well we practiced and planned, no matter how certain we are of our readiness, there are times when the play we are attempting goes badly. Indeed, what a difference a play makes. We must ask ourselves what to do when our plans fall apart by closely observing the inspiring examples demonstrated by Damar Hamlin in the aftermath of the incident a fortnight on Monday Night Football. And the days that followed, we gained valuable insights to guide our actions. 1. While he ultimately had to be carried off the field of play by the first responders, his first instincts were to get up and get back in the game. Damar's teachable moment. Damar Hamlin was determined to get back in the game. As soon as the play ended, Hamlin rose to his feet, but within seconds of getting up, he lost his balance and collapsed back onto the field. His actions in those moments, the instincts to engage and return to the game, reflects the value of goal-oriented dedication, resilience, and a strong work ethic. What we learned. In other words, he came to play. Every day you enter the marketplace, your field of play, you should be game day ready. You can't afford to go through the motion. Remember, unless you slay the dragon, the beast will not die. Successfully executing your plans requires that you think deeply about your actions, practice your efforts, and prepare for all possible scenarios. While it's possible to figure out what to do next in the middle of the fight, it's not a good habit to live that way. If you intend to be ready for the day your plans fall apart, you must prepare in advance for the possibility. None of this will prevent the unforeseen crisis of the moment, but it will better prepare you for the events when they occur. 2. When he could communicate, albeit in limited fashion, he did so with a positive mental attitude. He asked the question, "Did we win?" Damar's teachable moment. Damar demonstrated evidence of a positive mental attitude and laser-like focus on the game's outcome and not circumstance. His willingness to think optimistically and stay engaged with the positive elements of the situation gives us a powerful example of resilience in the face of adversity. What we learned. There's no question about it, we either win or lose the battle in our hearts and minds. So often, we think of hearts and minds as an outward transaction only. Our efforts to capture the trust, loyalty, and support of others. Failure occurs when we fail to see the value of capturing hearts and minds as both an internal and external dynamic. If we accept happenstance as an acceptable outcome, we set the stage for loss. When we are not confident of our vision and don't believe in the value proposition of our offering, our efforts will always be one of hit and miss. We might be disappointed by the losses we suffered, but we have already prepared ourselves not to be surprised by them. Before you attempt to close the deal, you should be convinced that you can. It starts with a positive mental attitude. 3. He welcomed the support, help, and prayers from his community. Damar's teachable moment. 96 hours after his on-field cardiac arrest, Damar was made aware of the events of the last 4 days. He was advised of his health status, and he was told of the outpouring of support from players and fans alike. He was informed of the incredible fundraising, over $8 million at the time of writing, taking place at the Chasing M's Foundation, whose mission it is, in Damar's words, to positively impact the community that raised me. While a lot of attention has been given to his first three words, "Did we win?" Powerful words, indeed. Not enough attention has been paid to his next set of words. They were, according to family members, "Tell everybody thank you, and tell them to keep praying." While not headline grabbing, equally powerful and, in some ways, more meaningful, in responding to the question, "Did we win?" One of his attending physicians answered, "Yes, Damar, you won the game of life!" What we learned. One of the most challenging moments in the lives of those of us who pursue our goals away from the safety and warmth of the water. Cooler is recognizing the need and the value of community. Often, we confuse the life of an independent business person or solopreneur as not belonging to or existing inside of a community of supporters. Our daily grind is a solitary one, and we fail to develop a support network or build an external supportive community. The result is solitude when flying high and isolation when we are crashing. There is a better way. Just because you have rejected the trappings and group dynamics of the water cooler doesn't mean you shouldn't or can't afford a support network of others just like yourself. Thousands of others like you are desirous of opportunities to connect, share, and support one another in times of need. Every connection doesn't need to be transactional. It's a costly mistake to build relationships around the prism of a win-lose proposition. You can never know the moment if or when, most likely, when, your plans will fall apart. The moment the play doesn't turn out the way we scripted in our mind. You can, however, be ready by emerging yourself into a community, a group of fellow travelers, and making yourself available to share in times of need and know you can count on the same when needed. There's no doubt this is a story we will be following for some time. In the meantime, can we all agree, unless your team is in the playoffs, let's go Buffalo. Written by Keith J. McGrew. Discover more at thebrokenwatercooler.com.